So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Hey, John Williams, all these discussions from the Democrats seem to be about how they can beat Trump instead of how they can do the right thing for the country. What a joke. Hey, John, as an independent, I'm totally turned off by the negative, juvenile GOP. It only makes the choice of the Democratic ticket look better. The current GOP has no self-awareness or shame. Well, that's the up and down of all of this these days. Every single conversation I'm reading from Politico has ended with a commitment or has leaned that way, said State Rep. Cam Buckner. We talked to him yesterday about the Harris campaign. He's supporting it. Buckner was contacting delegates and officials in Illinois. On that team, Representative Bob Morgan from Highland Park. He's on a phone line with us now. Bob, welcome back to the show. How are you?
John, it's always a pleasure, and what an exciting time to be talking about politics. Thanks for having me on.
I was wondering, at the convention then, Joe Biden, I presume, will speak. It'll be interesting to navigate that. Now, say Kamala's at the top of the ticket, she would be the last speech on the last night. So now Joe Biden is going to do, are you privy at all to the sort of choreography of the convention and how that will roll out?
At this point, I think they're reworking so many aspects of the DNC. But what we know is that Democrats are fired up. I mean, I've been involved with Democratic politics in Illinois for over 25 years. I've never seen anything like the last 48 hours, and I think we're going to see that play out the DNC. So the choreography, to your point, I know President Biden will be there. I don't know the details of when he will speak, but certainly, as I told my son a few days ago, we witnessed on Sunday one of the most remarkable political selfless moments in our history as a country. And I think it's something that we will reflect on for a very long time.
You will, particularly if he wins, but if she wins, if he wins, whoever at the top of the ticket is, the Democrats win. But I suppose you would also be able to say Joe Biden so selfishly held on to that candidacy for so long that he doomed any other candidate. Are you worried at all about that?
You look at the last 3.5 years, and anybody who's being honest about it can see just how much better we are as a state and as a country. And we have Joe Biden to thank for that. So I think that what the president decided was that, as he said, he's not the best person to carry forward to win in November. And he's passing the torch to our amazing vice president. I stand with him. I stand with Kamala, as I have for quite some time. And we're going to make sure the vice president is elected in November.
Her unfavorables are not above 50%. I suppose you know, I know you know that. Neither are Joe Biden's and neither are Donald Trump's, such is the nature of the field that we have in front of us right now. But I wonder if she can sort of reclaim an identity in the next 2 or 3 months.
To me, it's so obvious. If you have a contrast of somebody who has led our country with grace and dignity and had such amazing accomplishments as vice president versus a convicted felon. A convicted felon is going to be on the ballot, and I think people are going to be faced with these two choices. And when they see convicted felon Donald Trump next to Vice President Kamala Harris, I don't really think there's going to be much debate, and I think we're going to see that in the results.
Yeah, I who knows, right? I mean, I think there will be, sitting here today, one would imagine that it's going to be a close election, if it's going to be anything. A week ago, one imagined that Donald Trump was going to win. Today, who knows? Are you interested in the campaign pushing back on the notion that the likes of you will appoint undemocratically the candidate for the Democratic Party?
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot of silliness over the next couple months from the Republicans to try and lift up J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, and it's not going to work. On its face, this is somebody, Vice President Harris, who is on the ticket nationally, who won more votes than Donald Trump 4 years ago. I think when we reflect on where we are at, this is not an unelected person. This is somebody who has faced extraordinary national scrutiny and support for all the things that she has done. We've got a track record here. It's going to speak for itself. I'm incredibly optimistic about where we are headed for November. I think having Vice President Harris on the top of the ticket is really going to energize the voter turnout, because that's really what we are looking at, right? We're looking at a relatively small handful of states, half a dozen to 10 states that decide this election. Illinois is not going to be in play. But in a state like Wisconsin and Michigan, I bet you that when we talk again in December, Kamala Harris is going to come out victorious. And I think that that's what we're going to see as we go into the next few months in the DNC.
Strategically, who do you think would make the most sense as a running mate if Kamala's at the top of the ticket?
We're reading about these stories every hour, right? Every person who's being vetted by the campaign. I certainly am always partial to our governor, Governor Pritzker, who's done an incredible job in his term as governor and leading our state. But I also think that we're going to be seeing some of that in the next week. Vice President Harris surely has a number of really strong candidates. I think that if I were her, I'd be looking for who's going to continue to energize our base for turnout and who's really going to be doing the best job in some of our swing states. Because, again, at the end of the day, that's really where this election is decided.
It's interesting to me and almost unfortunate that for either party, identity politics are so critical, right? You pick somebody geographically that sort of fits a mold, and hopefully they'll have the qualifications, but it seems like that first thing comes first. So if we have a black female from California, then we need a white male from a swing state in the Midwest or Rust Belt. And then, who's in that box? And in this case, it's a guy named Shapiro. Okay, I like Shapiro. Who's Shapiro? It kind of feels like that to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I hear your point. And I think when you look at what former President Trump did by picking J.D. Vance, picked a guy from a state like Ohio, you know, Midwestern white male. Unfortunately for everybody, as they start to hear J.D. Vance speak, he says some really horrible stuff that doesn't reflect anybody in this country. So I think that at the end of the day, identity politics goes into the consideration. You know, when they do a vice presidential vetting, they look at hundreds of data points and a lot of history on a lot of issues. I think at this point, Kamala Harris has her choice of any of the rising stars in the Democratic Party, which frankly is a pretty deep bench compared to what you saw, that Donald Trump didn't have a lot of good choices. And that's why he chose somebody like J.D. Vance. I think we're going to be pretty excited about the VP nominee candidate that the vice president chooses for her slate. And I know I'm going to do everything I can to make sure they get elected.
It's an interesting thought process. If the Republicans knew who the Democrats were going to be, I wonder if they would have picked J.D. Vance, or would they have said, let's go with Nikki Haley. Let's broaden the base a little bit here. But we won't know. State Representative Bob Morgan is a Democrat from Deerfield. He's one of the delegates, and he's a player. Okay, Bob, nice to talk to you. Let's stay in touch.
John, always happy to be here and talk to you real soon.